Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Would you rather snitch on your boys or cheat on your girlfriend?
Easy.
No, no, don't say that. Wait, no, easy, no, I don't want to hear this from you.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Friends Are Benefits podcast. Good to have you guys here with us.
For the episode 7.
Episode 7. Like, we're actually here. We're doing it. You know,
feels good.
7th episode. Feels good. We're having a lot of engagements on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah.
Basically everywhere. So thank you guys for the support so far. I was definitely not expecting us to be reaching almost 1,000 followers on TikTok in like, what, 2 weeks? So that's been moving.
No, that's really been fast. Going good. So thank you guys for that.
Yeah.
And we will not disappoint.
Definitely not.
For sure.
Well, we'll be.
Wait, today is a different type of day because we were out yesterday. So I'm very, very hungover. Like very, very hungover and still pretty drunk.
Yeah.
Still pretty drunk.
Yeah, you got to be because you were drinking a lot last night, fam.
I took you did everything. A lot of shots.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
You had a lot of free shots.
Good I had a lot of free shots. Like, this is, yeah, here's the thing, yeah. I always say big titty girls get drinks very fast. Like, they can get free drinks.
Yeah.
From, like, guys or girls, or it doesn't matter. Like, they get free stuff offered to them.
I have a theory. I have a theory about that.
What?
Why big titty girls get more drinks.
Oh,
it's
you
because
do?
Titties... You see them.
They're there.
And usually when you go somewhere, you're sitting down. So the guy gets to see what your titties look like. He's like, okay, I'm not really sure what your ass looks like, but those titties look fire. So let me send drinks her way. But like, even if you got ass, but you got no titties, the guy doesn't know what that ass looks like yet.
So they buy us drinks because of ass and titties?
Yeah, that's my theory. That's my theory.
That's sad because all I got is face. Can I just get drinks off a face?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I want. So every time I have a friend, like almost all of my girlfriends that I have had and I went out together with like often, they're all like big titty girls. And they always get us the drinks. And I love going out with them because of that. And also they are amazing and very fun to have around.
Yeah.
But
last night you got a lot of drinks.
I got hella drinks.
You got a lot of drinks.
I was shooketh.
You got a lot of compliments as well. You know the two girls that I was talking to later on outside when you were about to go catch the tramp?
Yeah.
They were giving you hella compliments.
What they
were
they
like,
say?
Please
Come
tell
on,
her that she is so pretty. Yeah, I was like, yeah, of course I'm gonna let her know.
Yeah,
but you know, I was trying to hit on them as well, so I was like, let me take a picture of you guys so I can tell her these were the girls that were telling you that you look hella cute. It was just like an inside joke.
Yeah,
but they were giving you mad compliments, and they were not the only ones. Like a lot of other people that I was talking to were like, that girl is so pretty. I'm like, yeah, that's my friend.
Like,
that's my G right there.
I guess I was looking a bit more pretty yesterday.
Yeah, that's
probably where the drinks came from.
Probably. No, but you look pretty all the time. But yesterday, I don't know.
What was happening yesterday? Maybe I was ovulating or something. I don't know. Just people get attracted.
That was a fun night. We're both dead for today. That's why I usually don't drink energy drinks or caffeine or anything like that.
Yeah.
But today I feel like I actually need it. You know what time I woke up? 3 o'clock.
Yeah, he literally woke up 3 o'clock.
I'm working tomorrow and it's Sunday. So I just know, like, no matter what I do, even if I go home, then I try to sleep early, I'm still going to be fucked. Like, my whole weekend, my whole Sunday, everything is just fucked right now.
So we're saying, like, fuck it, and we're going out today, too.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. I'm, like, still, like, skeptical.
No, we got to. It's like, what are we going to do? we woke up late, so we're not even going to be able to sleep early. So we might as well just go out tonight as well and just fuck it up.
You know, it's what insane. I mean?
It's a bit, what's the word again? It's a bit hypocritical if you listen back to our previous podcast when we're talking about partying.
We're literally
talking about partying being overrated. Here we are,
like,
2 weeks after.
Drinking being overrated, like being so like politically correct
exactly,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I went out like three weekends in a row. Yeah. Is what I did. After that podcast, I literally went out. That same day.
Yep.
And then the weekend after that, and now this weekend too.
And I was out last weekend with you. And
yeah,
then
you were.
This weekend as well. And today we're about to pull off like a two-weekend.
A two-day week.
Yeah. We're about to go partying 2 days in a row.
That's insane.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you just don't have to speak too early.
You can never say never at this point.
You can't.
I feel like we're just like on that phase now.
Yeah. It's the ending of summer. People are starting to get depressed. You need to go out there and have a good time.
Yeah.
And then after that,
I met
probably,
some new people.
Yeah. Like, some really fun people also.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just getting to know new people now.
That's the phase that we're currently in right now. And, you know, for me, the season is over, the football season.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the only time that I can just, you know, party and have a good time. Live life a little bit, because it can't be work and training all the time.
No.
Because that's been my routine for the past, basically for the past 10 months. Because last year I started training like way too early before the preseason had even started, because I wanted to be in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I'm not doing that. I'm going to take my time off because I have it. And then when the season starts again, then I can start training with the team. So I don't have to be doing that extra work. I think that's the reason why I got injured like a lot. I was injured a lot this year because I overused my body basically. But yeah,
no, I think you should take
my time off a little bit. Yeah. So that's the reason why I'm in this phase right now. No, it's good though. It's fun. I'm having a good time right now.
As we should though. Like, we're still like in the early 20s. I feel like we should live it up.
We really should.
All right, cool. Let's get to today's topic.
Let's get into today's topic. I saw something that was pretty interesting. I saw this confession on
Reddit,
and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So it goes like this: whilst doing French maid role play for a one night stand, I got overexcited and ended up cleaning my entire flat. One night stand, brief weekend fling, whatever you want to call it, and the cleaning ended up being more enjoyable than what happened after. To be honest.
No.
Yo, that was.
Is that a girl that posted that? Yeah,
it was a girl that posted that.
Yeah, we have talked about like one night stands. They're always disappointing.
Yeah, but the fact that she found the cleaning more enjoyable than the actual one night stand itself, man, it was just supposed to be a role play thing, but she was like, nah, fuck it. I'm gonna embody the actual character and I'm gonna go clean my whole entire flat. I don't know if the guy is supposed to be offended by that.
What do you mean?
I think the guy should be offended by that.
You should be very offended.
Yeah, because if the dick was good, she shouldn't have to think about cleaning her entire flat. You know what I mean? She must have been disappointed and had a lot of energy left. The fact that she had energy left to actually go and clean her entire flat, that means that the guy didn't lay it down like the way he was supposed to.
Wait, I thought she cleaned beforehand.
No, she cleaned after.
She cleaned after.
Yeah.
They say, like, I mean, they don't say, it's actually correct. Like, women during, like, sex, they think about other things.
I think that only happens if you're not really into it.
Yeah, it's actually true, yeah.
If you're not into it, then it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't stop. Just fucking stop. Stop the sex. Why are you thinking about other things if that's not, like, what you want to do? Just stop.
Yeah, that's
stop.
Super unattractive as well. Like, if I was in that situation and I could clearly see that you're not enjoying it, if I catch your mind drifting somewhere else, I'm not gonna be in the mood to want to continue.
It's a turn off.
It's a big turn off. Like, I want to see you as engaged as I am in the act of making love, baby.
Nasty.
The moment I call it, like, making if you're thinking about buying the groceries, what you need to do for
milk,
the groceries, please, I beg you, let me know so I can stop. Because it kind of feels like rape at that point. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
If you're not into it, just let me know you're not into it. Because otherwise, then
stop.
It feels like you're having sex with a dead body. Not for real.
Yeah.
That's the way that I think about it. Because your mind is not even here for me. Like, be here with me so we can enjoy this
together. It's not present.
If you're not present, I mean, you're not.
Just let it go.
Yeah, just let it go. It's not a must. Like, I'm not going to die.
I'm not going to die. Actually not, yeah.
Yeah. Another concept that I found hilarious is another thing that I find people talking about often, and people tend to make a big deal out of it, is the talk about having a high body count. Body counts. So, like, when I was younger, I also had the same mindset. Like, you have to be a virgin. Like, you have to be a virgin if I'm going to marry you. But a lot has changed since then, obviously. I was a virgin at that time, which takes me to my next point. I feel like body count, I respect people that say you have to be a virgin. I respect that. But you also have to respect yourself.
If you want a virgin, you have to be a virgin, period.
That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
You can't put pressure on somebody to have a certain amount of body count if you're not respecting your body as well. Like, if you have had one partner your whole life and you want to be together with somebody that hasn't had more than one partner, that makes a lot of sense. But what I'm not going to stand for
is
people that are sleeping around without putting any sort of restrictions on themselves.
Yeah.
And then, especially men, and then they want to find somebody who's a virgin or somebody who hasn't had a body count more than 5. But
that's
your body
ridiculous.
Count is 50.
That's
you know
ridiculous.
What I mean?
The question
it's so
is,
hypocritical.
The question is, if you want to have a high body count, but you don't want the girl a girl to have one, who the fuck are you fucking? Who are you fucking? No, for real.
Exactly.
Can we talk about it? Like, are you fucking around with dudes? Because that's the only... Like, it's not making sense at this point.
I see the point that you're trying to make. Because you're relying on somebody else that doesn't care about their body count to be able to sleep with them in the first place.
Yeah.
But when you're ready to pursue something serious, you want to find somebody that doesn't have a high body count. But
they have literally the same needs as you. And men that actually care about body counts
are the ones that have the highest.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. No, there was this guy that said something like very interesting. Oh yeah, men that cared about body counts are men that take women as properties. Is what he said, I think.
Yeah, I could see how that is.
No, that makes a little bit of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Because, to be honest, it's really not that much of a big deal.
It's literally not. Because you can't be caring about how many people I fucked, but not like, oh, when you're in a relationship, how many times you fucked.
Yeah.
Because they say like, oh, like you can't open a key that locks, what is it? A lock that opens every key is a magical key or some shit like that. Have you
no,
heard
I haven't
that?
I've heard that one before.
They say like a lock that gets opened by a lot of keys is a bad lock, but a key that can open a lot of locks is a magical key. So they are saying us in like, we're shitty. We can't be opened by every key.
By every key.
That's literally describing us as an object.
And the funny part about body count is that you can have one partner for a long period of time and you guys have had a lot of sex. Because you tend to have sex a lot more when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
So you can have had sex 200 times with one partner.
But
or
nobody's
had 200 different
that.
Partners.
Yeah.
But they don't really care about how many times you've had sex. They only care about
how many people.
So, wait. A question for you.
Uh-huh.
What would you consider to be a high body count? Do you have like a certain limit that a future partner of yours needs to have? Or are you fine like if he has 100 or 2,000? Like for you, does it really matter? Can a body count be too high for you to be able to be together with that person? In all honesty.
I feel like the problem comes, I would want to say no, right? I would want to say like, oh, there's no body count that I would say, oh, no, you can't be my future partner or anything like that. In a logical world, that sounds very nice to say. But then I want to, like, if I'm living in a city and if you have fucked 1,000 people in that one city,
no,
that's a lot.
At least spread it out a little bit.
Spread it out.
Spread it out a little bit.
Travel.
You don't
want
to
do
go
something.
Anywhere, everywhere, and see somebody that he slept with. And he's going to have to tell you, oh, I've been with this person, that person. That's too much.
That's
I can
too
see
much.
How that is too much.
Like 400 in one city, that's a lot. Ooh. Yeah, that's
400
too much.
In general, that's a lot.
No, that is a lot. I don't think anything wrong with it. As long as like somebody, they're being safe. And I know that I'm being safe with them. Like they're wrapping it up and everything,
you
and everything is
to,
set.
Fam. You cannot be sleeping around with 400 people and not wrapping it up, because
that's
you're gonna catch everything that exists.
everything
all the STDs that have ever existed since the dawn of man, you're gonna catch everything.
You're gonna catch it all.
Here's my thought about that.
No, I feel like when people fuck around that much, they're trying to spread something. That's why I feel. Because there's no way you found 400 people attractive.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? There's no way. Yeah. There's literally no way. Yeah. Can you find 400 people attractive?
I mean, yeah.
In one city?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Look, first of all, women are hella attractive.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I could easily show you 400 women that I'm attracted to. That's not a problem.
In this city. In this city itself alone.
I don't know what 400 people looks like, but I'm pretty sure I can find something close to that. I'm pretty sure I can find something close to that.
That's insane.
But that's not even the thing.
I cannot find one. Like, I can't. There's literally not even 50 men.
There's not a lot of options
in this
over
city.
Here. There's not. There's not a lot of options over here.
If we're talking about men, there's no way that I can find 50 men that I would be like, yeah, I would want to do this with you in this city.
The thing is, even if you did, or even if I was supposed to find 400 women that I find attractive, are they going to find me attractive back? And are they going to want to sleep with me?
Exactly. It sounds like you have a lot of time on your hands if you're fucking 400 people.
It's either you're like super famous or you have status, right? And
so
then
you don't have to worry about regular life.
You don't have to worry about when you got to go to work.
Yeah.
Then you have time to sleep with that much people.
Yeah.
That's the only way that it's going to work. Or if you have no aims, no ambitions in life.
No ambitions in life.
If you have no ambitions in life, right?
Yeah.
Then you could possibly do that.
There's no way. You have to convince 400 people to fuck you. Mm. There is no way.
It's a high body count. I'm not even going to lie. But the way that my whole thought about this, yeah.
I feel like if you're a girl though, that would be very easy.
If you're
easy.
A girl, you can do that in one day.
You can hit that in one day.
In one day without a doubt.
Yeah, you could probably hit that number very quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would like to say the same thing as well. I would like to say like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you care about it.
But
do you care about it?
I know I can't have somebody that has too high of a body count.
Like what's too high for you?
Oof. Good question. I haven't really thought about it specifically, but I'm pretty sure if I heard somebody tell me their body count, I would be able to determine if that is high or not. Like, I haven't thought about the specifics of it.
Okay, how about she says she has 90.
Yeah, I mean, that's calm. The only thing that I would worry about if somebody had a high body count.
Yeah.
Like 90, for example, is would you be able to respect it when we're in a relationship? Because if you had been together with a lot of people, yeah, the whole concept behind it is that it's easier for you to get into bed with somebody else. So if you can be different, like when we're in a relationship and you don't basically fantasize about the people that you slept with, or if you don't fantasize about sleeping with more people and you're just comfortable with, you know, what we got going on right now, then it's calm. But the difficult part about that is because you've had so many experiences with so many other different partners.
Yeah.
And 90 is a long number. So there has to be one of them there that you probably fantasize about every now and then. That would be the only thing that bothers me a little bit. But if you're able to be committed to me, and you're happy with the sexual life that we got going on right now, and you don't make me insecure about the experiences that you've had, and you don't compare me to the other partners that you've had before, then it's calm.
I mean, I could fully see that working out.
Yeah,
but that's common sense. That should be there. And it doesn't mean because they have a high body count that they're going to cheat or have a fantasize about any other person than the person that they're together with. Like, I don't think...
It just makes it feel like it would be easier for them to be able to sleep with somebody else.
I mean, it is easy to sleep with anybody if you're a girl.
Yeah, but if you've had like fewer partners, that probably says that, I don't know, that probably says that you respect.
I don't think you want to say that.
That probably means in a way that you respect, like you find sex a bit sacred, like in a type of way.
You find it sacred.
You don't find it like,
okay,
basically eating food. So you're gonna think about it like in a deeper way before you go and sleep with somebody else.
Yeah.
But if you've had like over 1,000 sexual partners, it's just like eating breakfast.
It is eating breakfast.
Adding one to that number is not going to make any 1,000 difference at all.
You would have to move to like Madagascar or something, because there's no way you can live. No, you can't live like that.
You know, you can't live like that. Blueface? Blueface the rapper.
No. No, I've heard of his name. I probably listen to his music, but I don't know their names.
He had a very viral song, I think, Tatiana. I don't remember how
Tatiana.
It goes. Tatiana.
Oh, I think I know
that song. Yeah, yeah, that song that blew up some time ago.
Bust down, Tatiana, saw, bust down, Tatiana.
Yeah, 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 something like that.
I want to see you bust down.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. I saw an interview that he had.
Uh-huh.
I don't really remember what the exact number was, but he had slept with over, I don't know if it was 100 women or 1,000 women. It could be anywhere between those numbers in a year. In 1 year, he had so many sexual partners. And I'm like, bruh. I'm like, bruh, make it make sense.
Yeah, that makes
That's literally one woman every day for the whole year.
That's 365 days, no? Like, that's how many... No.
Yeah.
Literally, no.
Yeah.
How?
It just goes the same, man. If you got money, you got influence, you can...
But why... Even if I had money and influence, like, why would I want to do that?
Yeah, it's not a very attractive idea for females. It's not, but for men...
No, I don't think that's attractive. I wouldn't think it's attractive for a guy.
Why do you think most guys want to be famous and rich and have money?
To get pussy thrown at
that's
them?
That's so that they can have sexual selection. They can pick and choose wherever they go.
Yeah,
I think that's a big motivating factor to why men want to make it in general. Because with power comes sex. With power comes money. With power comes basically everything that a man desires.
But like 100 though?
It's a lot.
That's a lot. And you can't do that. Like, why? What's the reason? What's the point? What's literally the point?
Different flavors taste different.
Nasty.
What can I say? I'm not speaking for him, but I'm just saying I could see how a guy does that.
Would you do that if you got famous?
Nah.
But
nah.
I
don't think I would.
I think you would. At least for the first 1 year.
I know we've talked about like whole relationships being overrated and whatever. But I feel like if I get into a place in my life where I'm stable and I've reached where I want to be in life, then I'm going to be open to having a relationship and having something deep with somebody. That's genuinely how I feel.
Yeah.
Right now, I don't feel like I'm there yet and I'm not looking for something serious, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not even sure if I'm going to be there like when I have everything that I want to have and I'm stable and I feel like I'm where I want to be.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I feel like when I'm there, my whole thoughts is going to change and I'm actually going to want to have something deep with somebody. That's my whole concept right now. But who knows?
But
I'm only
going to
know
family.
When I'm there. I do want to have a family.
Yeah.
But I can't tell like what I might want to fuck around and just have fun when I'm there, or I might want to have something deep.
I think at least 1 year where you just fuck around, because you gotta.
I mean, you have to. You have to get it out of your system.
Yeah.
So when you actually find somebody that you want
to
spend your life with.
You have to do the fantasy.
So when you find somebody you want to spend your life with,
you'll be open for that.
Yeah, you're not fantasizing about, you don't feel like you're trapped because you've already experienced everything that you want to experience.
The point for me is like, I do respect, okay, this sounds weird, let me not say that. What I'm trying to say is like, if a guy has like a lot of partners, like have had a lot of partners, like 100 up, I wouldn't feel special at all.
Yeah.
And that would be a turnoff for me. But that's not because like I think they're a hoe or like I'm judging them off that. I'm just thinking, oh, I'm just one in the list. Like that doesn't feel very special.
Mm.
So yeah, I kind of get that.
That's kind of like the same perspective that I was coming from as well.
Yeah.
If you've had so many, it's so many that I'm basically competing with. You know what I mean? And especially...
I mean, you don't have to compete with them. I just don't feel special. Do you feel like you have to compete with all of their partners?
I don't want to have the thought of thinking that.
Yeah.
They had bigger digs than me. I guess it's like an egotistic guy type of thing.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you've had sex with 100 people, one of them has to have been
bigger
better.
Bigger dick, yeah.
Bigger. Like, one of them had to have laid it down better than I ever can or I ever will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if ever at a point in our relationship, you feel like our sex life is not as good, Yeah. You're always going to think about that one person that was really good at it. And you're always going to compare me with that person. Mm. You know, that's I don't want to have to. I just don't want to have to convince you that our sex life is good. And I don't want to have to make you not fantasize about the people that you've been with before. But it's a big task if you have so many partners. Like, obviously, yeah, one of them is going to be better than me.
But that's a scary thought. So that's why, like, men usually... That's why men say that they want a virgin girl is because of these thoughts. Like, no, the insecurity type of thoughts.
I think men say that because they don't want to feel like somebody else has had you. Like, they want to be the only one. Like, you're exclusive. I'm the only one that's had you before.
That's the reason why. And also that they don't want her to be used or be like comparing them to any other guy.
Fuck all of that. Like, if you're going around like sleeping with other people and you're putting what is an unrealistic expectation on somebody else, that is just messed up on so many different levels.
No, people do that on the regular and I don't understand it. Like, in some cultures, they even like take off the sheets and show it to the family that she bled. And if she didn't bleed, like, that's a war in the family.
Yeah, you mean like when people are getting married?
Yeah, after they get married, they have to show the sheets where they did it on. So like her mother would show it to the rest of the family and show them like, oh yeah, I kept her virgin.
That's something that happens in my country on a regular basis.
You guys do that too?
Yeah, that's something that happens in all the cultures in my country. Like,
I
basically the first week, there's a whole cultural celebration that happens.
Yeah.
And then after that, the ladies basically escorted to a room and then the guy comes in there and they get to spend a couple of nights in there, actually. A couple of nights. It's like just fucking. It's actually mad now that I'm thinking about it. But they have like a night where everybody knows that this is what they're doing. So everybody knows that you guys are having sex. And the guy's trying to figure out whether you're virgin or not.
Yeah, it's like the honeymoon.
Basically. But another honeymoon comes after that. So basically she's wrapped in all white. Like, she's wrapped in all white. And then they go into that room. And then that same white sheet that she has over her, they put that on the bed. And that's where they have sex.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't bleed,
it's a fight.
It's a really big thing. That's cause for the marriage not to go through.
Yeah.
And we all know that you can be a virgin and not bleed for the first time.
It's only like 30% of women that do it.
Yeah, but if it happens in these cultures that you don't bleed, then it's a big thing. And the marriage is going to be called off and you're going to be ashamed to your whole family.
They're going to call you a hoe.
Yeah.
Now you're a hoe because you couldn't bleed.
Exactly. And imagine it leaving big shame in that to stress. The family. I mean, I don't get it. All of that, it's a weird concept to me.
It's disgusting to me.
It's a really weird concept. Like, how do you expect somebody to go that long? I mean, it also leads to why people are in a rush to get married, because they want to have sex.
Yeah.
And if you're rushing to get into a marriage because you want to have sex, those are not the right reasons to get into a marriage in the first place.
Yep.
Because sex is not everything. It's not enough to keep a relationship alive.
Nope.
Love is not enough to keep a relationship alive.
Nope.
So there definitely has to be nuances to the reason why you guys want to be together for a long time.
No, so, they married them very early.
Yeah.
So like they wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Do that.
Because they're afraid, like, the older you become and then you're not married, you're gonna lead to the other way.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna commit, what's it called again? Fornication. That's the word that I was looking for. Like, they don't want that to happen. But it's all because of the religion. It's mostly, like, places where people are very religious. That's where stuff like that happens.
It's sick and it's sad. I do not count my body counts. I just stopped. No, not because like they're a lot and that's why I stopped.
You lost
why
count?
Why are you staring at me like that?
You lost count?
No, you know this.
Yeah.
No, I just like I think it's stupid to count.
Yeah. What would you think my body count is?
No, I would think high. I would think very high. By the stories I've heard.
I'm not going to confirm. I'm not going to negate. Just tell me how do you think my body count is?
Okay, then you can guess mine too.
Okay.
I'm
not gonna say yes or no.
No, I wouldn't even know mine. I just want to know what you thought.
Okay.
But I would say it has to be around 30.
Okay. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay.
Am I close?
No.
Is it higher?
It's not. No, 30. That's a lot.
Really?
It's not that high. It's not that high.
I would actually guess 30.
30?
Yeah.
No, I'm not there.
You're not there?
I'm not there. I'm not there.
You working on that?
No. Nah. They don't need to know that. They do not need to know that.
Insane.
TMI.
Oh, my God. Okay, okay. Guess me.
I would guess under 10 because only because we've talked about it.
I never told you my body count.
We have had a discussion about it at some point.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said it was under 10.
You said it wasn't that high.
I said I wasn't that high. That doesn't mean it's under 10.
So is it under 10?
I don't know. I'm telling you. Like, I refuse to count. I refuse to count it. Because once I count it, because I was raised very religiously. And they always shame women for being like sexual beings wanting to do this kind of stuff. Like, they always shame them. So that's still like in my head. You get what I mean?
Mm.
But I really don't want it to be because I don't believe it, obviously. Nobody should. So for me, like, I feel like it's healthy for me not to count it.
Because
once I count it, I know like that's going to start bothering me and being like, oh my God, no, I shouldn't be doing this. And I don't believe in that. But
so you'd
psychologically,
you'd rather not have it in your head at all.
I don't want to have it in my head.
I mean, that's a healthy way to go about it.
I think it's stupid to count it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be just
as
good
long
to
as
know
you're
so
safe.
You have an idea of like how much it is. So you're not hitting 100 and not even being aware of it.
Well, I know that
because that's
not
a milestone.
That.
If you hit 100, you really gotta celebrate. Like, woo. it's really not that much of a big deal.
Like that rapper. Like, I don't think I can ever mess around with anybody famous because of that fact.
Mm.
Not that, like, I can mess around with them in, like, in a serious way, but never just to fuck. I don't think that would be, like, you know, I wouldn't even think that that's something to brag about.
They wouldn't remember you.
They wouldn't remember
they
you.
Wouldn't
you
remember
wouldn't be
you.
Anything.
You're just another girl.
You're just another girl.
I also saw this video of ASAP Rocky, right?
Yeah.
Him and his clique. They were in a European country driving around in big vans. And they had a lot of fans outside waving, like people going wild. And then they just rolled the window. And
yeah.
He basically just pointed at the girls that he wanted to get into the car.
Yeah.
And then they just started pointing at the girls, like, come. And then.
Was
like,
it a guard
like
that let
baddies,
them in?
Right? Like proper baddies, I'm telling you, yeah?
Yeah.
Then they would just open the door. Then the girls started walking in one by one.
At that point,
they
wouldn't
the
even ask you your name.
They don't give a shit about that. They don't give
That's
a shit about
nonsense.
Your name.
I'm not. I would never. I don't think I would ever do that.
It's how willing the girls were to get into the car. That's the part that surprised me the most. Like,
I would get
they,
in. I would
like,
definitely get in.
When they went there,
yeah.
Right? I'm pretty sure they had already planned that was going to happen. Or they had that in the back of their minds. Like, they went there for that specific purpose.
No, I would get in just to have fun. For the shits and gigs and to be like, oh yeah, I met ASAP Rocky.
But you know you're going to have to put
night.
Out.
Huh?
You know you're going to have to put out.
No, you don't have to put out shit. Nobody can make me
they
put out anything.
But they put out. The girls that get into that van, they put out. Like, they
that's,
know that's a part of the deal. Like, if you're going to get into the van with them, you almost kind of have to put out. Because if you don't, it's like, what the fuck are you doing there? They're not interested in getting
know.
To know you. They're
no,
not interested,
I'm not interested
in getting
in
to
anything.
Talk to you.
My presence is enough. That's
they're
all
not,
I...
That's,
my presence is enough. It's just not enough. Let me go.
That's the part
period.
That I'm trying to make. They're not interested in your presence, fam. They don't know you. They're not trying to get to know you. They're just trying to fuck.
Okay, I'm gonna let them fuck other girls.
Exactly.
Why do I gotta? I'm not fucking nobody. I will just get in, have my time, and leave when I need to.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could do
Why
that.
Why the fuck
Obviously,
not?
Obviously, it's not gonna be a rape situation.
No, if it is, then I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
I'm suing everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in that van is getting sued.
Everybody gonna get it.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can catch
yeah.
one. Fuck you talking about? No. We're not playing that. But
yeah.
I would never, like, I don't think I would ever, like, it sucks, but I feel like I would never be like, oh, yeah, I fucked ASAP Rocky. Like, that wouldn't be a bragging point for me.
Mm.
So, like, being in his presence would be a bragging point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, getting in the van and having a night out, that would be a bragging point. But me fucking him, I don't think that's a bragging point.
No.
Because I'm, like, I'm every girl. Like, I'm literally every girl now.
There was this situation that happened with Burna Boy recently. I don't know how recent it was, but it was a girl that was sleeping with him.
Yeah.
And she basically put it on her Snap or her Insta somewhere.
Yeah.
That she was sleeping with Burna Boy and made it look like it was an accident. She uploaded it on her private, and then she apparently had somebody leak it because obviously she wanted people to know. Not like a sex tape, but her laying down with Burna Boy, something like that, that you would know that it was something sexual happening. And then her friend of hers that was in that private leaked it out for other people to see. And then she was like, leaked it out. Yeah. Pretty sure she probably told them to do that, or it happened on purpose for sure.
Yeah.
And like, why would you, like, if you were sleeping with like somebody like that, like a superstar, for example, from a female's perspective, like, why would you want to fuck it up? Like, letting the world know, it's not going to be, you're not going to be able to monetize that. But if you were sleeping with somebody that big, you would want to keep on sleeping with them so you can get more things out of them.
No, but you, like you said, they're sleeping with 100 girls. I need a picture so I can make my career. But I need to make something out of this.
That's like you sleeping with them, if you're sleeping with a superstar.
Yeah.
And it's not like a one-night thing. Like, it's something happening. You guys are going on and off at it. Obviously, he has to be like helping you financially in some kind of way. That's the whole thought process behind this. So why would you want to fuck it up by letting the whole world know? Because at that point, like, somebody that big,
you don't
need that much drama around you.
But I don't think.
And I think he has a girlfriend or wife. I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I think he was together with what's her name again? He was together with Steph London. No.
I don't know who that is. Like I said, I don't know names. Like, I listen to music and everything, but my brain and names just don't work out.
I hear you. But like I'm saying, if I was in that position as a guy and I was super successful, have my things going on my side, and you were sleeping with me, like, let it be between me and you.
You're literally
Don't let anybody know, because the moment you
they're
feel
gonna
like
let them know.
The moment you feel like you need to put it out, so people are gonna know, like, I'm sleeping with this person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm turned off, because I want it to be low key. I want to be doing my things low key. I don't want the whole world to know about it.
It's not about your feelings here. It's literally about money. It's not about your feelings.
Yeah, but that's
like,
the thing.
Ain't nobody give a fuck about your feelings. She could sell that. You know what I mean?
She could. The popularity is gonna help her in one way or another,
like,
or
being just around
him,
you mean?
The bragging rights, like, feeling like, yeah, the bragging rights, like, people knowing that, oh, you have been together with this person, that is gonna help her. But
gonna help her more than her sleeping with him, like, casually.
But obviously I'm gonna be helping you out. Like, if we're sleeping casually and it's an on and off thing, like, baby girl, like, you want to go shopping, like, I got you, you know what I mean? I'm gonna put out as well, like, yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, this life, you got to win somehow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's not free. Like, I would fully expect, like, if I was sleeping with you and I'm in that position.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would fully expect to, like, do basically what you need to do. Especially if you're somebody that has a lot of money.
Keep it up.
Because I know you're not just sleeping with me just to sleep with me.
Yeah.
You got to be used to the game. Like, you got to know what the game is. Like, if somebody's sleeping with you and they know that you have a lot of money and you're famous,
it is. Does he, like, is it a regular thing? Like, it's a girl that he meets up and hooks up with often, or is it just like a one night stand?
No, I think it was a regular thing.
Okay. What I'm saying is, like, if it was like a one night stand, obviously I'm going to take a picture and leak it.
You would.
I would. If I'm sleeping with a rapper, that's the only reason I would do it. Because, like I said, like, the bragging rights is not anything for me. Because it's literally, you're not even bragging, babes. Like, he has slept with, like, a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
Like, if you're sleeping with a rapper or anything like that, you would want the world to know.
Why would you want the world to know?
Because you want to be famous.
There's better ways of getting famous than that.
Yeah, but this is a quick way. And they're sleeping next to you. I would not sleep if I was a rapper. That's what I'm saying.
Whole question is, like, how would you, like, I don't know what happens to the girls that put it out there, like, when they're sleeping with somebody famous.
Yeah.
But how would you be able to monetize that to make money out of it?
Like, if you leak a picture. Like you said, like, if he had, like, a girlfriend,
that would cause a lot of backlash for the rapper himself.
For the rapper herself, and then she would get famous.
Yeah, she would probably be on interviews and stuff like that.
Exactly. She would get famous quick.
Okay. In that case, it makes sense.
Exactly. So there's this one girl that also leaked, what is his name? Guy who has California tattooed on his stomach. Have you heard this news?
No.
He's married to a supermodel, like Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Okay, that is a special situation. Before you get into that. Okay, go on. Say what you were going to say first.
No, the girl leaked him out, right?
Yeah.
Because he was texting her and stuff like that.
He's doing and that. He has been doing that on a regular basis.
On a regular basis. And she used to mess around with him. And it was like chill for her. Like she didn't think anything wrong of it. Even though that he has a wife. And she was just doing it to, at the end, to use this to get famous. And as a famous person, I feel like you should know that.
Obviously, and her wife knows about it. I mean, his wife knows about it.
His wife found out.
No, his wife know, like, the guy, Adam Levine. Oh my God, we're about to get into another cheating episode. Like, him cheating on his wife, yeah? It's not something that happens, like, every now and then. Like, it's been happening since they got married.
Yeah.
And she knows about it. She knows about it.
How does she know about it?
We can't compare, like, our lives as regular people. I feel like that is just, like, a deal that they have within each other.
It's like an open relationship.
It's like an open relationship kind of way. But he's like, I'm going to say that word again, high-value man. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
And she knows that. So, in a way, like, what can she really do about it? She's a high-value woman. And I'm pretty sure she might be doing her thing on the side, but she's a bit more respectful about it. But Adam Levine, he just does it.
No, like, I don't think
even the girls, what's it called again? The Chemical X podcast.
She
slid into one of their DMs.
No, he was watching her stories.
Exactly.
That's what it was. Yeah.
So like,
and she was like, what are you doing here? Don't you have a wife?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he has like a lot of news like that where he slides into a lot of different people's DMs. And he doesn't even use like another account. He uses his actual account, like his actual Instagram account.
Yeah, but that's the only way he will get what he wants, you know what I mean?
Or he could have somebody from his team reach out, like Adam Levine wants to meet, blah blah blah. Like everybody knows.
That would
who
have
he
been
is.
More safe.
That would have been a better way to go about it.
So they must have had some sort of
you know,
agreement.
One thing, he doesn't respect his wife at all. He does not respect his wife at all. But I feel like because we just cannot put ourselves in his situation because we're not living the type of life that he lives.
No, I really don't care about him. What I'm saying is like the girl that leaked him out.
Yeah.
The girl that leaked him out, she was saying like, oh no, my friend was gonna expose me, so I have to let people know. That's what she was saying.
Mm.
And it's always funny to me because I feel like, do you think people actually believe this? Like, do you think people are actually gonna believe like, oh, your friend is about to leak it out, so you leaked it out myself?
She
Come
wanted
on.
The world to know. She wanted
she
the world
wanted
to know.
The world to know. And it's fine, babes. Do you get your money, period. Do what you gotta do. But you cannot come out and tell me like, oh no, I felt terrible that I slept with a married man, la la la. No, you don't.
Mm.
No, you don't.
Nobody ever does.
Nobody ever does. You thought, oh, he's famous, I'm gonna use this for this opportunity. As you should.
Mm-hmm.
Use it for your own opportunity at this point.
Yeah, and if he doesn't respect his wife enough to be able to keep it on the low key, then... Yeah.
Low key.
Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, like, you don't need to care. Like, if you want to be together with somebody that is married or somebody that you know has a girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
you don't know the girlfriend. You're not fucking the girlfriend. Like, you shouldn't care about the girl's, the partner's feelings.
Yeah.
The person that is cheating
mm-hmm.
should be the one that should respect their partner enough to not go with it in the first place. So if you know that person has a wife, and you're making a move at that person, and they're clearly going with it. Like, I don't think you should be at blame for that. You know what I mean? Because it's not your responsibility. If you're single, it's not your responsibility.
Do you
get the concept that I'm trying to make?
You're trying to say, like, if you're not the one in the relationship, it's not your fault?
It's really not your fault. Like, the other person should respect their partner enough to not want to cheat on their partner. That's how I think about it. Like, if you're making
but morally, I don't think it's
morally.
It's
morally,
nice.
Morally, it's wrong. It is
morally,
definitely
it's
wrong.
Very wrong.
Yeah, but the other person has more of a responsibility. It's like if you
would you be the side guy?
Would I be a side guy?
Would you be like okay with that?
I would. if the guy that she's together with is not my friend, I literally owe nothing to him.
No, she's married.
If she's married. Okay, marriage is a different thing.
She's married and like same situation.
I mean, I would want to respect that, yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that at the end of the day, I do not owe the guy anything. if we have something consensual going on and she likes me and I like her, I would want to say I could see myself doing that, but I'm not really sure. But mm-hmm. even if I did do that, like, I do not owe the guy anything. I'm not loyal to the guy. She's the one that's supposed to be loyal to the guy. So I cannot be at blame if something was supposed to happen between me and her.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, there was a woman there. Yeah, she's married. She's messing with you and with her husband at the same time. And you're just a side guy.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
I mean, no, marriage is it is a very sacred thing. But the point that I'm trying to make is, yeah, if I found out that my wife had somebody on the side, I'm not going to attack the person on the side because person on the side is not loyal to me.
No, that's...
I'm going to have to take it up with my wife. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Yeah.
But I'm not... Like, as the person that got cheated on, you should always focus on the person that promised you they wouldn't do such a thing.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly.
Because, second of all, it's very shameful. It's very, like... No, it's very shameful for you to go and attack the other person. Because you're making it out there now that you're actually hurt.
Exactly.
Like... Keep it to yourself. Keep it in your relationship. And if you have to leave him, leave him. Make your own decision.
That's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. Obviously, you're going to have to take it up with your partner.
Yeah.
So if I was supposed to be a side guy,
reason that they would not take it up with their partner and then take it up with the side person is because they want to stay in that relationship.
How do you mean?
They want to excuse the cheat.
Oh, okay.
The only reason they would not blame their partner and then blame it on the other person and start attacking the other person is when they want to stay in the relationship.
If they're looking for an excuse.
An excuse to stay in that relationship.
To stay in the relationship.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so they're basically blaming it on the person that their partner had the fling with, and they don't want to look at their partner because their partner obviously is the one responsible for the whole situation, but they don't want to look at their partner as the one to blame.
Yeah,
their partner is not at fault here as the person that they were sleeping with.
Yeah,
yeah. Insecure people do that.
Yeah,
insecure people do that.
Yeah, because I know
if I was supposed to find my partner sleeping with somebody else behind my back, I know it's going to be all on her. Like, I'm going to take it all on her.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm going to touch her. I'm going to put hands on her. But obviously, she's the one that I'm going to attack with my questions. And like, why did you do this to me?
I don't think anybody was assuming that you're going to attack them, bro.
But to be honest, if I was supposed to catch my partner cheating on me right-handed,
no.
I already know exactly what I'm going to do. There's actually no talking about it. Like, I'm not talking about it. If I was supposed to catch my partner cheating on me red-handed, like, if she lives at my apartment, I'm taking my things. I mean, she's taking her things because it's my apartment and she's leaving. Yeah. We're not even going to talk about it. Like, babe, can I explain? Babe, it's not what it looks like. There's no explanation. Like, I call you right-handed. Pack up your things and go. Because if I give her a chance to try to explain, she's going to be like, oh, it's my cousin. We're just cuddling. Nah, fuck that shit. Like, pack up your shit and leave.
Who the fuck cuddles with their cousin?
People make all type of excuses when they're caught cheating.
I have heard she's my cousin before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point that I'm trying to
make. My cousin is literally the excuse.
The most common one.
The common excuse. No, babe, she's my cousin.
She's just my cousin. It's not what it looks like. Oh, it's just my cousin.
It's not what it looks like.
No.
It's always what it looks like.
Fuck, it is exactly what it looks like.
It's always what it looks like.
Yeah.
But you know what I was going to say? Like, I have never seen a guy come out, take the picture like this with a famous girl.
Oh, and, like, to try to explode. Yeah. To try to expose. Yeah, yeah.
To try to explode. And, like, be like the side guy. The side guy in a relationship.
You know why? Because men are smart. We're not trying to fuck it up for ourselves. If we have something good going on.
I feel like you guys just want to fuck. You want to keep fucking.
That's exactly what it is. Like, we just want to preserve that. If we have a good thing going on, I want to preserve it. Like, I don't want the whole world to know. Because I know if I put it out there, there's a chance that everything is going to become messed up and we're not going to be able to fuck with each other no more. So I'm going to just keep it on the down low. That's why men are so good at being side dudes.
Literally, you guys are amazing.
We're the
with
best.
That.
We're the best at that.
You will shut aside, the fuck. Oh my God.
We're going to be the side guy. No worries about it. Nobody has to know. Literally, my wife doesn't have to know. I'm just kidding. But yeah.
What? No, this guy was like, she had a relationship with a guy, and she told him that this other guy was her cousin, and that cousin is actually her side man. she made him take her boyfriend out for lunch, like bring him lunch to his work and like take him out and like them eating and stuff like that. She made him do that.
Whoa.
Like the disrespect, the actual disrespect women put their side man through is insane. Because we know you guys won't say shit.
No, we won't.
You guys won't say a
no,
peep.
We really actually will not say a single goddamn word.
Very loyal. We're not loyal side man.
We're not confrontational. And the thing is, I think what makes it different is that we're not trying to win over the girl. Like, we know exactly what this is. I'm your side nigga. That's what I am. We know exactly what it is. Like, I'm not trying to win you over. Like, I don't want you to be the main thing. Like, if you're even supposed to be single, I might stop being your side nigga, because at that point, you might want to have something serious with me. Like, I know exactly what we have, and that's exactly what I want. I just want to be your side guy. I don't want to be the main guy. And I'm not trying to convince you about it, but I feel like the thing that differentiates it with females is that females are confrontational. Like, they're gonna wanna put down the other girl, or they're gonna wanna attack the other girl so that they can keep the man all to themselves. They do not respect the side person position. They're always trying to have something more than that. Men, we don't do that. We just wanna fucking leave. It's literally the best.
You guys wanna fucking leave. It's literally the best situation.
Because you don't have
somebody
all of
else
the
is
emotional,
taking care of her, so you don't need to.
You don't need all of the emotional baggage. Like, you just come do your job and then you leave, fam.
You guys are disgusting.
Anybody applying for a side guy position, like, holla at me, like, for real.
He wants
the
that
best side guy.
No, you guys stay quiet. Loyal side man.
We do.
Men,
because
make very loyal side people.
It's not our benefit to be the main guy, because we don't want to be the main guy. We literally just want to do our job.
No, what happens is like when they're married, and if the guy has a side chick, if he wants to stop messing around with her,
oh, she's always gonna fuck it up.
She's gonna tell. Mm-hmm. She's literally gonna tell. But I feel like guys, even if the woman stops fucking around with them, they will still be quiet.
Yeah. We're just gonna go ghost on you. Like,
that's insane.
We're good that you're finally happy in your marriage. Okay, we understand. You're not looking for a sad guy no more. Okay, it's cool. We're just gonna go.
You guys respect that and just move.
We really respect it.
That's insane.
I actually heard, like, recently in a different podcast, it was exactly a situation like this.
Yeah.
The girl had was messing around with this guy who had a girlfriend. Uh-huh. But the girlfriend was a homebody. She doesn't go out often.
Yeah.
So she was taking her time with him during the day when he could party. They were going to a lot of day parties. Mm. And then it got to a point where now she said that she loved the guy and she wanted to be together with this guy.
Yeah.
Shocker. But the guy, obviously, he loved his girlfriend. Like, he wanted to be together with his girlfriend, but he was just looking for somebody to have a good time with, because his girlfriend is a homebody. She doesn't go out often.
Wow.
So yeah, she got pissed at that, and then she basically texted the girlfriend, right?
I'm coming to you like a woman.
Exactly. That's woman exactly what she said. Woman to woman, your man is doing this and that, blah blah blah. And then she explained, she basically sold out the guy, which is totally messed up on so many different levels. She told out on the guy, and then the guy ended up blocking her. And she got mad at that. Like, the girlfriend obviously made him block her.
She should have left him, but
she should have left him, but that is kind of like the typical behavior that I'm telling you. She couldn't just take the side person position for what it is. She wanted to have something more than that, and then she ended up fucking
that
it
happens.
For herself.
That really happens.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's like a regular. Even if they like wanting to stop fucking around, like, nothing crazy has to happen like that. Sometimes they don't even have feelings for them, but after they stop fucking around, they just wanna make drama.
Yeah,
they just wanna make it known.
Because I think it's kind of like competitive. They're trying to be the one that wins the guy over. See, guys, we're not trying to do that. I'm not comparing myself to the other guy. I know what we have, and I'm cool with that, and I'm just going to keep that. And if that is not happening no more, like, it's cool. I'm going to just slide away, right? But girls are always trying to prove themselves. Like, they're always trying to prove that, okay, at least I'm the one that he chose. I'm the one that he wanted to be together with. So it kind of becomes a competition in that way. But as men, we totally respect, like, whatever position you put us in. So I think,
whatever position you put us in,
I think that's the main difference.
That.
We respect it. You know,
it's crazy what you guys do for pussy. It's really crazy. Pussy makes the world go around.
I mean, it does. It does.
It really does.
No.
I'm going to hit you with some would you rather.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Let's play some games.
Okay. Would you rather This is very famous. Would you rather snitch on your boys or cheat on your girlfriend?
Easy.
No, no, don't say that. Wait, no, easy, no, I don't want to hear this from you.
Would I rather cheat on, snitch on my boys or cheat on my girlfriend?
Yeah.
It depends, okay? It depends. How long are my boys going to be put away?
What do you mean put away?
Like, if I actually snitch on my boys, how
not
long
snitch,
are they?
No, not prison. That's not what we're talking about. Okay. Just like snitch on him.
Snitch on him. It depends on what I'm snitching on them on. If it, if it has nothing to do with like the cops or anything like that.
No, it's not, it has nothing to do with the cops.
It has nothing to do with the cops.
No. Huh. Maybe he cheated. Would you rather snitch on him that
he
cheated?
I would never cheat. I would never snitch on my boy if he cheated. I would never do that. Because at the end of the day, just like we were talking about earlier, my loyalty is not to his girlfriend. He's my boy. My loyalty is only to him.
But your loyalty is also to your girlfriend. So would you rather snitch on your boy or cheat on your girlfriend? yeah. I think I already know the answer, but I hate the answer that you're gonna give me.
Nah, see, I don't even know what the answer is. That's a bit of a sticky one still, because I don't want to cheat on my girlfriend, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't want to do
you
that
owe her
but
loyalty.
I don't want to snitch on my boy as well, because
yeah,
I don't want to snitch
on
my
loyalty.
Boy, I owe both of them loyalty.
Yeah,
but if I was supposed to choose one, yeah.
Oh, fuck, what,
bro? If I was supposed to choose one, yeah, bro, you're just gonna have to deal with your shit, innit?
Yeah, snitch on him, right? Yeah, that's what we're going with, right? That's what we're going with, right? Come on, bro.
No, okay. Let's do this again.
Snitch on your boys or cheat on your girlfriend?
Okay, that's a really tough one. Snitch on my boys or cheat on my girlfriend? Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to snitch on my boys.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm going to have to snitch on my boys because, nah. He gonna have to figure it out. He's gonna have to figure it out because I'm not gonna cheat on my girlfriend. Like, no, I'm just not gonna do that.
You guys do a lot of things for you boys. It's very scary.
Yeah,
there's a lot of men saying that they will cheat on their girlfriends.
Cheat on their girlfriend. See, that's why I asked you, like, what kind of situation is it? If it was like
it's not prison.
If it was a prison thing, then obviously I would
cheat
on my girlfriend.
I would do that too.
Without a single doubt in the world.
No.
But if it's just like snitching on them that they cheated on their girlfriend, it's still pretty messed up. Like, I would never cheat. I would never snitch on my friends. Like, if you were supposed to cheat with your boyfriend, yeah, I don't owe him no loyalty whatsoever. Yeah. I'm never going to let him know.
No, that's
because I owe my loyalty to you.
Friend, yeah.
That comes with the friendship.
That's the friend contract.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I was supposed to do that or cheat on my girlfriend, obviously I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to snitch on you instead of cheating on my girlfriend.
Period.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of men saying like they would cheat on their girlfriend.
What would you do? Would you cheat on your partner or would you snitch on your friend?
I'll snitch.
You would snitch on me?
I'll snitch.
Fuck you.
You said the same thing.
I know, but I was expecting a different answer from you.
Why? Why?
Because you shouldn't snitch on me, man. I would snitch on you, but you shouldn't snitch on me. I'm just kidding. But nah. Nah, it makes sense. Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
I'll probably snitch.
Yeah.
Cheating on a boyfriend. He's already cheating, to be honest, so.
It depends on how tight
like
the relationship is.
It's like hypothetical boyfriend is already cheating. See, everybody said cheat on my girlfriend. 81% said they would cheat on their girlfriend.
Shit.
19% said they would snitch on their boys.
Now, I'm pretty sure their whole thought process is like snitching as in snitching like to the cops.
No, it's literally just snitching. It could be anything.
Could be anything.
And it's not something serious.
If it's not something serious, then I'm definitely
snitching on you.
100%.
Deal with your consequences.
Yeah. So future
but
friends,
I'm already like a
What's
little
up?
Weird about it because my trust issues. I feel like he's already cheating, so why am I going to snitch on my boys if he's already cheating? Let me just take it back. But
not gonna lie though, it depends on how deep the relationship is. If it's a girlfriend that I'm not really that into,
yeah,
which
you
is toxic in the first
place.
Like, I'm not supposed to be together with somebody that I'm not really into.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
if
I want
feel
you
like the relationship is rough, yeah, I wouldn't. If the relationship is rough and I'm not really that into you, fuck it, I might as well just cheat. Instead of snitching on my boys. But if it's a deep connection that I have together with somebody.
Deep relationship.
It's
yeah.
a deep relationship. Obviously, I'm
deal
not going to cheat on you. You're going to have to deal with the consequences, my boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that, though. So it's fine.
Yeah. I like that one. Give me another one.
Okay. Oh, would you rather never see the sun again or live without music?
Oh. Ho, 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 ho.
That's deep too, no? Never see the sun
never
again.
Never see the sun again.
Or live without
music. Not gonna lie, I think I'm gonna have to live without music on that one.
Yeah, you kind of need the sun.
You need the sun,
bro.
I can survive without music, but I couldn't survive without the sun. I need me that vitamin D, man.
But imagine living without music.
In this day and age, it's not that difficult. There's so many other things that I can listen to. There's so many podcasts out there. There's so many good lectures out there. There's so many good stuff out there.
You can never party again.
Can never party again.
And shower is gonna be dry.
I didn't even think about that part.
You can't party again.
No, but what are you gonna do? Are you gonna live without the sun? Obviously, you're not gonna do that. That's impossible. I know you could take a whole lot of vitamin D tablets, but we're talking summer, like during summer, right? The best part of the year. You're not gonna be able to.
Yeah,
like,
that's sick.
You're not seeing the sun.
You can come out at night
and it's dark all the time. It's not cool.
No.
You would become super depressed. You need the sun to survive. That is an integral part of being human. Without the sun, you're nothing. Yeah.
You can't survive without it.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't.
That's true.
This one is actually mad, you know.
Okay, I'm ready.
Holy fuck. Okay. Would you rather think about this? Think about it super deep.
Mm-hmm, I'm there.
Would you rather see your parents have sex?
Oh, hell no. Fuck that.
Wait,
fuck
listen.
All that. Yeah.
Would you rather see your parents have sex or have your parents watch you have sex? Yo. There is no winning in this situation. What would you rather do? Watch your parents have sex? No way in the freaking
world. Even imagine
world,
that, it makes me gag.
No way in the freaking world.
That's disgusting.
In my eyes, my parents are not sexual beings. Like, I came to this world a virgin. Okay? My parents have probably had sex.
They don't
because
fuck.
I have five siblings. They have only had sex 5 times. Okay? And just for the sake of procreation. And that's it. I don't want to have to imagine anything else. So having to watch
them. They're
probably
still fucking, you know?
No, my parents are not together no more. So that's not happening.
Hallelujah. Divorced parents. Yes. We love those.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather them watch me have sex.
You would rather them watch you have
watch
sex?
Watch me have fucking sex.
I don't think they would rather that.
No, because I'm not doing it. I'm not watching them.
No, look. The thing is, my dick would not even stand up. Like, I wouldn't get hard.
Yeah.
Put Beyonce there. I still wouldn't get hard.
Maybe
it's,
you
it's
don't
not
know
work.
That they're there and you're like having sex and then they're secretly watching. Makes me fucking throw up.
No. See, I don't think that's what the question was. The question was, have them watch you and you know that they're there. They're watching you have sex. It has to be
no,
that.
It has to be them. I'm going to traumatize them because there's no way
you're going to
seeing them have sex. There's no way. There is no way. That's no way. That's trauma.
That is trauma.
That is literally
You're
trauma.
Never, ever, ever, ever going to be able to erase that from your memory.
That's disgusting. It's gonna be, ew.
I'll say disgusting now.
It's disgusting. Ew.
It is, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's not. It's mm-mm. No,
we don't want that.
No, we don't want that.
So you would choose. What would you choose?
I'm going to have to choose the same thing as you. Yeah. I'd rather watch them, have them watch me, because nowhere in the world I'm about to. No.
Watch them. No, exactly. No. I don't want to know.
It's cool. They've already seen me naked when I was younger. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's going to
cool.
be.
It's
it
cool.
is,
so
it is what it is. It's
yeah.
a regular thing.
No, there's. Ugh.
See, even asking this question has given me trauma.
It made my stomach fucking. Ron Earl.
Yeah. Nah,
this
okay.
Disgusting.
I'm glad we're on the same page with that one.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. We're sane people. I think sane people would choose that option. If you're insane,
you would
like,
want to watch them. That's insane.
Insane. Then you probably would want to watch your parents have sex. You have to be a psychopath.
You have to be a psychopath. No, you would have to be. Watch me. Yeah. Let me traumatize them.
Right.
There's no way.
This one is for you.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be the last one.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have perfect boobs or perfect butt?
Like we just said, perfect boobs will get you drinks. Free stuff. Like girls with big ass titties, like amazing looking ass titties. Even I want to buy them drinks.
Mm.
Even I want to like splurge on them.
Not gonna lie, titties?
Titties pay bills.
I'm an ass man, but titties?
Titties pay bills.
They come close, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, ass.
But what's your answer though? What would you rather have?
That's what I'm trying to think it. I'm trying to figure it out.
If I was the one answering that question from a girl's perspective,
yeah,
give me the perfect ass.
You would want a perfect ass.
I'm an ass man.
Yeah.
So I like
But titties
ass.
Pay bills.
There's no other way that I'm going to be able to put it.
But titties...
Bro, titties are nice, but ass is on a different level.
You said the perfect titties. Do you know
the
a perfect
ass.
Titty?
Do you know the perfect ass?
No, but do you
Have
know
I ever seen
perfect
titty?
Ass?
Perfect
if I had
ass,
a perfect,
fam.
No, if I had
perfect
a perfect
ass, like
no,
you got
listen.
The curve, you got the hips, you got everything. You cannot compare it to titties.
But you cannot flash it. You know what I mean?
You could.
You can flash titties for a regular. Like everybody. If I had perfect titties, everybody's
ass.
Seeing this titties.
You could twerk that ass as well. Like you would be the one standing on the table in the middle of the bar shaking that ass if you had perfect ass.
I don't think I would do that.
If you had the perfect, if you had the perfect ass, I don't think you would want to do that. But just because you have it, you feel like, nah, I have this, I gotta show it to the whole world.
we're talking
perfect. I don't even know what the perfect ass looks like. But if we're talking perfect, nah,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to choose
Seriously?
Ass on that one. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
No, if I'm like this body, or and then they ask me, oh, do you want titties or ass? Like perfect titties or perfect ass?
Yeah.
I would have to go with perfect titties. I would actually have to... No, perfect titties doesn't mean like they have to be huge. They just have to be...
Perfect.
And they pay bills.
Titties pay bills. They do pay bills.
If
you want to have a sugar daddy, just get a titty job.
You don't even have to get a sugar daddy. Like you see nice titties and you're like... I want to cheat her right. Period. Like I don't get it. Like there's something special about titties.
Yeah.
And I want to flash everybody. I'm gonna flash everybody. Everybody's gonna see this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bless everybody's heart.
Yeah. Nah. Ass, man. Ass is.
So you would choose ass.
It's beautiful.
So you would choose ass if you
since
were a girl.
Since I was 2 years old, I knew if there was one thing I knew about myself since I was 2 years old, I like ass.
But can you do
it? Just is what
can
it is.
Okay, but can you deal with the flat chest, like flat chest, and a badonk donk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, flat chest, nice ass, we're good. But nice chest, flat ass, we're not good. I couldn't do that to myself.
Wait, you can't do perfect titties, no ass?
I couldn't do that. If it was exactly like that, I had to make an option.
Yeah.
You got the perfect titties.
Yeah.
But you're straight and you're flat.
Yeah.
The thing about ass, yeah, it's not only ass. I also like hips.
He's like, the hips. Thing about ass, it's not only about ass. I like the hips.
Like, the hips have to be hipsing.
Hipsing?
You know what I mean? Like, you need to have the hips. It doesn't have to be like humongous, yeah, but I just want to see that you have the shape and you got a nice ass. It doesn't have to be the biggest ass in the whole world. It just has to be nice. I could deal with that and you being fat and you being fat flat chested. But
I thought you said fat chested.
nah, flat chested. Yeah. But if you have the biggest or the nicest boobs in the whole world, but you got no ass, nah, I just couldn't do that.
There's something about perfect titties. Oh my, haven't you seen? Oh, you must have seen it. Haven't you watched the Zendaya show? What is it called?
Euphoria. Oh no, I haven't watched it.
You need to watch it. Yeah. Just for the girl's titties. I swear to God, I'm not lying. She has the perfect boobs I have ever seen in my entire existence. So if somebody's offering me her boobs, it's not Zendaya.
No.
It's this white girl. I forgot.
What's her name? Let me write it down real quick.
You need to write it down. Just be like, just say like, write the show's name and say boobs and she will show up.
Not going to lie. You told me about this the last time when I checked it out.
I think I did. Yeah.
I checked it out. Yeah. She
they're
got
literally amazing.
She has nice ones.
They're
not going to lie.
Perfect.
She has good jobs.
And I don't understand. If I was her, that would be my whole personality. That would literally be my whole personality. Is that I have perfect boobs.
You would open an OnlyFans just for your boobs.
But just for my
else.
Boobs. All you have to see is this. Don't even have to see my face anymore.
She would get a lot of buyers, though. You can imagine. If you're saying that she has the perfect boobs, and I've seen it too, they look pretty good. Then she would get a whole lot of followers.
And they're like they're perfect natural boobs. You know what I mean? They're just like... They're just amazing. I don't know how to describe it. She has amazing tits.
Yeah.
Like the best I have ever seen.
All right, guys. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Another episode, episode 7 already. It's moving really fast.
It's moving good.
Hope you guys enjoy that one as well. And don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe. And if you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to follow. Nobody has rated us yet on Spotify. Please
I rated
do that.
Us.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
We're the only
Spotify
two.
Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. So don't
do
forget to
for
rate
guys,
us there
for
as
us.
Well. Follow, comment, YouTube, subscribe, TikTok, follow. Yeah, keep
do all of that.
Keep yourselves
do
updated.
Do all of that.
Yeah, do all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
thank
you
guys you for watching,
say?
And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Peace.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.